You're listening to Inward with Rabbi Joey Rosenfeld on the OR Podcast Network. Join Rabbi Joey as he guides us through the world and major works of Kabbalah, Hasidic masters, and Jewish philosophy, shedding light on the inner life of the soul.
Okay, so Be'ezras Hashem, we are continuing with our weekly series of Shirim, the Torah of Recovery with the Light Revealed, where we illuminate the path of recovery with insight from the Torah, and we draw the experience of the process of recovery into the light of the Torah itself. And with living with the times, we find ourselves with each week's Parsha, and in this week we encounter Pekudei, the end of Sefer Shemos. The end of Sefer Shemos is ultimately the final expression, the final description, and the final processing of Binyan HaMishkan, of the development of the tabernacle, of the place, the resting place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, a place within this world, a space, a tzimtzum, a constriction where HaKadosh Baruch Hu could reveal himself in a way that became homely for the human being, where we were able to access to a certain degree HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, the nature of a home, the nature of entering into a place where there's a calmness, there's a hashra'a, there's a presence that each and every person understands when they walk into the place that they identify with home, those feelings of home, that desire towards home. That is the completion of Sefer Shemos. Now, in the secret of connecting the end with the beginning and the beginning with the end, and realizing that the end is really only an expression of that which was prepared in the beginning, so when we look at the beginning of Sefer Shemos, what we find is the opposite of a home. We find the opposite of Mishkan. We find the opposite of a resting place. But rather, we find a descent away from an original home into exile. That the Avos HaKadoshim, Yaakov Avinu, the Shvatim, they find themselves ultimately in Mitzrayim. The stage has been set for Bnei Yisrael to have left Eretz Yisrael, theoretically, for the time being, in a state of pure exile. And they have slowly but surely been surrounded with the exile and the servitude and the blindness and the unconsciousness of Mitzrayim to the degree that we descend down, down, down into a place of homelessness, into a place of not having a home, into a place of being thrown into water, into a place of having the opposite of stability. And so Sefer Shemos starts with exile from home, and it begins, and it ends, rather, and it ends, but the end is rooted in the beginning, it ends with the creation of a home, with the space of a Mishkan. Now, our lives reflect this, and this is reflected back to Bereshis also, to the very beginning of Bereshis, because even exile finds itself rooted within the original plan. Even the struggle is written within the original plan, for it is specifically there that a person gets to encounter themselves in a new way, in a way that would be impossible without the struggle. And we find that Adam Arishon and Chava, original man, original woman, are placed in a home. They're placed in Gan Eden. They're placed in that place of calmness. They know that they belong there. They know where things are. They know that they can be calm there. There's no shame there. There's no fear there. And then suddenly, by the end of Parshas Bereishis, we find that ourselves cast out of home. We find that ourselves exiled from Gan Eden, exiled and blocked entry with the inability of grabbing hold of when I can enter back home. And the exile begins already at the beginning, where we're exiled from the original home, and ultimately the entire human experience is born out of that exile, out of that loss of home, out of that homelessness, out of that feeling of wandering. And then in Parshas Noach, the entire world goes through that, that there was a place, and then the place is erased, there was a home, and now there's no home. But specifically in that place of Parshas Noach, we discover the secret of building a home when there is no home. A temporary home, a sukkah, the teva. The teva was a place that was no place. It was the secret of a calm space, even when I've lost the ability to re-enter into that original calmness that I so desperately seek, to the original home. I can create a home where I am. And that secret leads to a person being able to uproot themselves from the home that they think they have and go towards a home that they don't yet know, which is the secret of Avram. Lech lecha me'artzecha mi'bladcha mi'vesavicha. Again, once we understand the secret of the table, which is building a home when there is no home, because Bereishis is being kicked out of the home, exile from Gan Eden. And all of these are various stages that take place within the self. Any moment we are aware of what's going on. We're kicked out of the home. We're exiled from Gan Eden. Then Parshas Noach comes to be the secret of once you're exiled from the home, you can still create a home. You can still create a teva, a place of protection, a place of calmness, where you can experience all of the benefits of being home in spite of the fact that a person still lives with a certain homesickness, so that there's the ability to be present and also benefit from the energy that comes from the displacement that pushes me forward with more desire to find a place so that I can always be perpetually yearning for a place while I'm in a place. That's the secret of the teva, creating a home when there is no home. And as a result of that, when we realize that we can create our home, our calmness anywhere we so choose, so then comes Lech Lecha, then comes the process of now leave the original place that you assumed was home, that place of being stuck, where you needed that calmness, and now enter into a new space of trying to find home, which is the wandering process. And the unfolding of Sefer Bereishis and the entire process of Sefer Shemos is the grappling with wanting a home so badly, yet not being able to find the home. And then the culmination of Shemos is that we begin to find the home, we begin to find Mishkan. Now, what is it that takes place? What is it that a person seeks out when they seek out a place where they can call home, a moment that they can orient as being something that reminds them of home, a feeling that is a feeling that one would feel as if they were at home? And again, home is a construction of the mind that is not rooted in the materiality of what a person's origination, place, family was. Each person in accordance with what is healthiest and most beneficial for them. But each and every person does need a notion of a bias, does need a notion of a place. A place is a place where I don't have to be afraid. I don't have to question where things are. It's a place where I know what is to be expected to one degree or another, a place of familiarity. A place of no longer needing to perform, but rather a place where one can be themselves, where one can take their shoes off, where one can represent that I am not traveling from here. A home is surrounded by the notion of shakai, of kel shakai, of yesh dai ba'elukusa, there is enough. A home is a tzimtzum, a home is a place of constriction that sets boundaries and says, I can never have everything, and therefore I am going to force myself to learn how to be okay with this thing. A home is the place of things. A home is a place of comfort. A home is a place of object relationality, a place of familiarity, a place of knowledge of where the forks are and where the knives are. I don't have to question. I don't have to wonder. I don't have to be afraid. And each person needs that place in their minds. Each person needs that place in their hearts because we come from that place. One way or another, we come from the womb. We come from the original home. We come from the makom, ha'olam. We come from the true place, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And born into a world of separation, our original consciousness is one of a traumatic separation from that original place of home, the oceanic sense of the womb, of bina, of understanding, of seeing from one edge of the world to the other, where everything was home, where we were so big that we were our own homes. And we get cast away from that oceanic sense of oneness and unity and calmness, and we get thrown into a place of homelessness. To be alive is to be homeless. And Mamela, what is born, is the opposite of all of the things that we orient towards home. And a person begins to feel chased, and a person begins to feel that they're chasing, and a person begins to feel that they have to fight for what is there because the entirety of reality is based on scarcity rather than enoughness. And other people become threatening, and everything becomes a potential thing that I can use for my benefit rather than thinking about others, because with eyes of fear breeds eyes of chaos and violence, where a person needs to take in order to ensure that they have enough. And psychologically speaking, emotionally speaking, spiritually speaking, the sickness that comes from this is a wandering without any sturdy ground underneath my feet. A pure wandering without destination, without a purpose in the wandering, but rather just a questioning of not being okay here, not being okay there, living with this orientation of I need to be elsewhere in order to be okay. If only I could get there, then it would all be okay, but I'm stuck here and therefore it's not okay. It's a life of blaming circumstance, and it's a life of being stuck within the resentful vision that sees others as being the cause of my issues because I have not yet found the capacity or the ability to uncover that place of das, that place of the Beis HaMikdash in my mind, which is my home. And so without a home, a person wanders into a place of homelessness. Now, thankfully, there's an emotional space that is born in between this breakage between having been calm in that place of home and being okay with who I am and what I am, and then entering into that place of lack where I'm searching out things that will bring a memory of home. Every desire, every pleasure, every desire towards self-medicating, every desire towards escape is ultimately rooted in an attempt to return back to that original place of home, back to that original unity that the self perceives as being the place where all questions are answered. Or not that all questions are answered, but where all questions are accepted and there's no need for the questions to be answered. There is an inherent yearning at the heart of all maladaptive attempts at healing and medicating, which is a singular desire to return back to the bias, to Binyan Beis HaMikdash, to return back to that place where I am okay. Like a warm blanket for a sick person who's eating a bowl of chicken soup and a parent who's saying, it's okay, it's okay. That is the desire to be home, to be in that place. Beis HaMikdash was a place where a person felt like they were home, as the tzaddikim say. And the loss of that is a certain homelessness, even when a person is at home. As even in Yerushalayim, we say, L'shana haba b'Yerushalayim. Even when a person is in Yerushalayim, they're not yet at Yerushalayim, until a person learns what it means to feel at home. But the entirety of human experience is a split between having been home, being kicked out of that home, even before we can even be deserving of any thought of why I would be responsible for that, but rather because of circumstance. That's how it's supposed to be. Hashem exiles us from our home. And we live a life of wandering. We live a life of trying to return back to that bias. But thankfully, HaKadosh Baruch Hu endows the neshama with a koyach, which my Rebbe Rav Moshe Weinberger Shlita once described as the perpetual homesickness even when a person is at home. The homesickness that a yid feels, the homesickness that a person feels wherever they are, that I want to return back there. I want to return back even further, back to the makom. Hine makom iti, I want to go back to the true bias, which is the teferes adam leishev al kisei, leishev babayis, that the grandeur of a person comes about when they're sitting on their chair in their house with calmness, simple, simply abiding with what the Zohar describes as the basic four principles of human experience, the chair, the table, the lamp, and the bed. The chair, the table, the lamp, and the bed, the things that a person needs in order to ground themselves. But yet we live far from that. And because we're not yet at the place of being okay and feeling that I have a home, because it's a die in exile, and we're still not back in Beis HaMikdash, and we still don't have that true place where I can truly be mitzamtzem myself and say, I'm okay. So what we have is the desire for home, the desire for home, that homesickness, that tshuka, that yearning, that burning desire that seeks more than that which is present in the framing of the current moment. That wistfulness for something that we know is about to arrive, that silent anticipation of the revelation of calmness, of menuchas emes sha'at rotzeba, of the feeling of being at home, of binyan beis hamikdash. And that begins with binyan beis hamikdash, of building the temple of the mind in the mind itself, a place where I can rest, a place of menucha in my mind. If a person does not create that place of menucha within their mind, the person will be trampled by the waves of the running and the returning without stop. It's only when a person identifies that bias in their minds, that place where I can allow myself to yearn for home, and in my yearning for home, I realize that it's going to come. It's going to come. The wandering is going to ultimately end. The benefits of wandering, the benefits of not knowing, the benefits of yearning for more than this world has to offer, the valuable elements of tohu, that will all be there to always take us in our avoda to the next step, to the next level. There will always be an urgency that breeds the intensification of the next moment, of the next right thing. It will always feel as if without the next right step, my legs are going to become stuck. But it's not going to hurt. It's not going to be painful. It's not going to be negative. It's not going to be with suffering. It's not going to be with concealment, and it's not going to be with pain, but rather it's going to be a tenua, a movement, a gentle movement within the self that always wants to become more home. Even though I'm home, I want to become more home, because even in the Beis HaMikdash, it's not Beis HaMikdash. The Ikar Nekuda of Beis HaMikdash is the Evan HaShasiyah, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala himself, where each and every person identifies with their higher power in accordance with their own understanding and uncovers the secret of acceptance being the answer to all of my problems today. And so cultivating that knowledge of homesickness, that cultivating that knowledge of a yearning for that which I do not know, for what I yearn, a yearning, a willingness, a desire, an openness, an extensivity, an openness, a growth, growth, a growth, a perpetual growth. That's the secret of homesickness. That's the secret of the Mishkan. The Mishkan is the home between homelessness and an actual home, between the descent into exile and the arrival at Beis HaMikdash, which will be the final home. There is the in-between, there is the Mishkan, which is a home that is not a home. It's like the Teva that floats upon the flood waters. It is a home that is not a home. It's a place of Hashras HaShchina within the Midbar itself. It's a concealment, it's a tzimtzum, it's a making space prior to space actually being available. The Mishkan Ha'edus that gets taken down and built up all through the Das of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the entire process of Shemos is teaching us how to learn how to be okay with the exile into Mitzrayim and the Geula and the redemption from Mitzrayim, and then the arrival without ever arriving at home yet. We're not at home yet. We're still in the place of a home that is not yet a home. A home that is not yet a home. We're learning how to be okay even when things are not okay so that we can get to the place where we're truly okay. There's a process. There was having been okay and then not being okay, and then trying to come from not being okay into a place of being okay again. And there's the stage of the process where a person realizes, if I wait to actually be okay before being okay, then I will never, ever be okay. Therefore, I have to learn how to be okay even when I'm not fully okay, and I can uncover the secret of being okay within the not okayness, and that will lead me to the actual being okay. And the being okay when things are not okay is the secret of the Mishkan, is the secret of the building and the taking down and the Masa'ot. Finding a home in Mishkan, learning the secret of the ultimate purpose of all things, which is being present with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with myself, with the world, with Metzias, in this moment, and to recognize Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, and to uncover HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light in all things, and the comfort in all things, and the all-rightness of all things, in each and every moment that I so choose to close my eyes, that's the secret of home. That's the makom of Menucha. That's the Mishkan. That's the ability of being at home even prior to being at home. And what's incredible is that this process is explicitly described by Rashi as the culmination of Sefer Shemos. Ki anan Hashem ala Mishkan, that the cloud, the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested upon the Mishkan, yomam, during the day, ve'esh tiyeh laila. Again, in that place of Hashras HaShchina, there's still the day and the night, there's still the fire and the calmness of air. There's still the dual pulsational expression of self. It's never one. It's achas diber alikim shtayim zu shamati, I heard twice. What we know is two batei mikdashim. What we orient ourselves to in terms of space is inside and outside. Even space, even having a home, will always have a sense of not being at home quite yet, because there will always be that mutual desire that is burning. In front of every house of Israel, every house of Israel, the house of Israel, not just Klal Yisrael, but the house of Israel. The beginning of Parsha Shemos, Ve'elu Shemos B'nei Yisrael Habar Mitzrayim, B'nei Yisrael. They were losing a place. There was a placelessness. There were the children of Israel. They were not in the house of Israel. There was no at-homeness yet, because it was the unhomely nature, the unheimlich experience of exile, like being kicked out of Gan Eden, losing home. The end of Sefer Shemos is what? Is La'enei called Beis Yisrael B'chol Maseim. It's a process of Nefesh Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael, entering into Beis Yisrael, the secret of Nishmas Yisrael being mechuber with Shechina HaKadosha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu being mechuber with the Olam, these Yichudim, this connectivity of purposelessness and purpose, meaninglessness and meaning, being okay and not being okay at once, is the secret of the Mishkan. That's how we feel at home. Even though we're not fully at home, we learn how to feel at home. And listen to the words of Rashi on this description of what it means, B'chol Maaseim, sorry. La'ene kol beis Yisrael, Hashem revealed himself in front of the houses of B'nai Yisrael. B'chol masa shahayu noisim, all of the journeys and the wandering that they would wander. Haya anan shochin b'makom asher yichanu sham. The glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Hashra'a, the presence of Shechina, the okayness of all things, the alrightness of all things, rested in the place that they were resting. Makom chaniyasam afhu kari masa. And when the pasuk says ma'aseihem, it seems that Hashem is present in the journey, not in the destination, not in the makom of Chaniya, but we're being told now that it's really that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the place that they rested. So Zakt Rashi, we see that the place that they rest is also referred to as a journey. That makom chayinasam afhi karimasa, that we find in the Torah HaKadosha that the destination also can be referred to as the path, and that the path can also be referred to as the destination. V'chein, and we find other places like this, v'yelech lema'asav, and they went to their places, but it's described as they went upon their journeys. V'chein elu ma'asei, and these are their places, which is read as these are their journeys. Why lefi shaha makom ha'chaniya chazru v'nasu l'kach nikru kula masos? Because the place of Chaniya, the resting place, the home that they had prepared for themselves, the Mishkan Ha'edus, that place of finding a place without a place prior to the origination of a real place, that place of resting, when they would return there from their journeys, they would prepare to go on their next journey. And therefore, the place itself is referred to as a nisiya. Simplified, it's an incredible, incredible nekuda that Rashi is ending Sefer Shemos with. That the Torah is referring to the home that we have fully cultivated out of the exile of Mitzrayim, out of the homelessness of Mitzrayim. It's referring to the home, to the place of rest, to the Beis Yisrael as Ma'aseihem. That it's the journey itself. The home is referred to as a journey because we're not quite home yet. That if a person feels that they are fundamentally have arrived at home, then they've never understood the secret of yearning for Beis HaMikdash, for the secret of Vayikra, for the secret of the small aleph, of having nothing other than the desire to be makriv myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to sacrifice myself over and over and over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Proximity, more proximity, more proximity. A person who feels that they fully arrived at a home has not yet arrived at anything whatsoever. The only way to arrive is to recognize that the derech towards the bias is the recognition that the derech is the bias. Because I'm going to have to learn how to be okay where I'm okay, even though I know that in the next moment there might be something that comes along to disrupt me from being okay. I finally get to rest, and then suddenly a person is told that, no, you have to now travel. If I am going to be over always and ever aware of the necessity of the next step, I will never allow myself to be present. But if I recognize that it's all one long journey and the necessity of finding a place along the journey is what's most significant, so then I can understand why Ma'aseyam, why the fact that I'll still be journeying is also going to be a home. Because I can be homesick while at home. I can yearn for a true home while learning to find calmness. The entirety of Sefer Shemos is about learning to find that calmness, the exile into the potential home of the Mishkan, which leads us to trying to come closer. In our lives, it's ultimately about realizing that every step of the journey doesn't necessarily have to know exactly what the destination it is trying to arrive at is going to be. Every step of the journey provides its own destination. Each and every step, each and every moment of clarity of mind, of sober orientation, of reflection, on self-reflection, on contemplation, of connectivity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all that is right in the universe at this moment, in this moment, with the cup of coffee, with the sitting, with the being present, with the Torah, whatever it is that a person is connected to, thus is Gula itself. That is Beis HaMikdash. That is Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And it's specifically from the awareness of being able to find home even while I'm still on the path that I will eventually come to a place where I truly feel at home. That oneness of being at home where I don't have to worry so much anymore. And this process of Shemos, this redemption of Shemos leads us to this place of not yet being fully redeemed. We're not in Eretz Yisrael yet. We're not in Eretz Yisrael yet. Beis HaMikdash is not built yet. Mashiach is not there yet. We're not healed yet. There is no ultimate healing until that ultimate healing arrives. And in the absence of that ultimate healing, or in the place prior to the emergence of redemption itself, part of the process of finding a home is being okay with the fact that I am not yet fully at home, and that's okay. Learning from Noach, learning from Avram, learning from Bereshis. And like anything else in this man, what the Torah HaKadosha gives us the ability to do is chazak, chazak, v'nit chazek, chazak, chazak, v'nit chazek. Be strong, and you will be strengthened. Be strong, the two attempts at a home, Beis HaMikdash Rishon, Beis HaMikdash Sheni, Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, the various attempts that we've had to try and become better, and then those failures and those struggles. Chazak, chazak, be strong with the fact that yes, it appears like the homes don't last, but that's good for the point. It's okay to find a home even when the home doesn't last, because only when you cultivate the ability to be okay, even when you know it's not going to last forever, can you be meritorious of learning how to always be okay. And then from that place we find the v'nitz chazek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'magala, the makom ha'amiti, hine makom iti, hu makomo shel oylem v'ein oylem makomo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the true place, and that there's a makom in the heart of each and every person, the makom of the Shechina HaKadosh, the tzimtzum mibein shnei akruvim, that place of Moshe Rabbeinu, that place of recovery, that place of saying yes to life. And Be'ezras Hashem will be zocha to continue in the path along towards the proximity and coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the process of korbanos, self-sacrifice, and overcoming the self as we enter into the next Sefer Be'ezras Hashem.
You've been listening to Inward with Rabbi Joey Rosenfeld on the OR Podcast Network. Inward was created by Rabbi Zach Kamenetz and is produced by Zev Gavriel. The music is by Zusha. You can help support the production of this podcast by visiting us online at orpodcasts.com.